Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds. Dr. Mindy Farmer is director of the May 4th Visitor Center and an assistant professor of history at Kent State University.
I think you really have to be responsible. This is citizenship, it is history, and this is how you change the world.
The May 4th Visitor Center is one of the main groups organizing a Get Out the Vote campaign in Kent. Welcome, Dr. Farmer.
Thank you.
How does the May 4th Visitor Center and those events relate to modern-day Get Out the Vote efforts?
Every year we do a theme with our tours because we see almost all the freshmen come through our center. And in years past, we focused on Cambodia and Kent State. But this year we're focusing on registering and voting because people don't realize the four students killed at Kent State were not yet old enough to vote. And so we're focusing on the 26th Amendment. For a long time, people have been arguing that voting rights should be tied to the military service, that if you're old enough to fight, you're old enough to vote. And so after every single war in American history, we saw a push to lower the voting age. But whenever it comes to voting expansion, there's always what's perceived as a losing side. So there's always a political side that doesn't favor that. What then changed? Why did it finally happen? Well, you had two sides. You had those who were being drafted and fighting, but then you also had the anti-war movement. And that really changed the way people saw this battle, because now, instead of being seen as a reward, for a lot of people, they saw those anti-war protesters as privileged people who didn't deserve the right to vote. But that's why Kent State changed things, because at Kent State, protesting went from being a zero-sum game where losses of life were not common to something that could really be dangerous. And so there was a renewed interest. It was 1970, and they're coming up on a major election in 1972. And so the 26th Amendment was passed in the House, passed in the Senate, and became the quickest passing amendment in U.S. history. And so with that, by 1972, the voting age was lowered. It was clear that 18-year-olds could vote in every single election. So I think that's a really interesting story, and it's something that's been lost to history.
Are you seeing challenges? Are there challenges specific to young people in voting? So they have this right, but do they execute it?
So that's something we've really discovered in this initiative, because, yes, there are challenges. And one of the biggest challenges is, well, where's home? If students are living in the dorms, it's always a barrier to do absentee voting. People see it as easier, but it's not, especially for young people, because you have to go to a post office and get a stamp and find a printer and do things that people just don't do anymore. And if you're registered at home, then you also have to, months before you get to campus, you have to request that. So then the next barrier is you have to register. And you can do that now online at myohiovotes.com, which is a great benefit. That's not always been the case. So that's one thing we're really focusing on. It doesn't matter which party you want to vote for. As long as you're an educated voter, register here, check your registration, make sure it's true. And that's a third barrier. Kent State students have to put their dorm on their registration. That is the easiest way. We're very lucky. Our Kent Board of Elections will fill in the rest of it. But you have to have a dorm, because then the next problem is there are a bunch of precincts on campus. Kent State students do not just go to one place. So there are a lot of steps, and that's why this initiative is so important, because we're going to help students overcome all of that.
This is a pretty big undertaking, so I assume you have partners in this effort.
We have a number of issue-related organizations, like the Women's Center that wants to promote women's issues, and the LGBTQ Center. We're also really partnering with the League of Women Voters. They're key. They've been doing this for decades. And so their help has been absolutely instrumental. And we're using them at the Visitor Center, too, to help guide us. And then we also have the Center for Gender and Sexuality Serves, Political Science, the Student Multicultural Center, the University Libraries, Campus Ministries, Student Media. So really, it's a big coalition.
And if you were to tell students why they should vote, what would your message be for them?
That's a great question. At Kent State, it's because we are a temple of democracy. And you have to understand that heritage. And if nothing else, do it for the people who weren't able to.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We've been talking with Dr. Mindy Farmer, director of the May 4th Visitor Center and an assistant professor of history at Kent State University. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.